Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Today's poem is by John Donne, and it's called No Man is an Island. I'll read it once, offer a few comments, and then read it again. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. This is a remarkably well-known poem, but I'd venture to say that in some cases it's better known in and for the works that it has inspired than for its own sake. There is the classic Hemingway novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, that takes its title from this poem. There is the just slightly less classic AC/DC track by the same name. And there is the Simon and Garfunkel song, I Am a Rock, which is more intimately linked to this poem, perhaps, as a kind of willfully ironic inversion, where the speaker in the song, who has already discovered all too entirely how susceptible they are to human relationship and how vulnerable they are to love and loss of love, is insisting, methinks the lady doth protest too much, but is insisting that they are impervious to these things that have already wounded them. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. It's a good rhyme with womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I'm an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. And of course, all throughout the song, the irony is very palpable, and you can tell that this speaker is trying to convince themselves of something that they already know isn't true. And of course, they should know better. They are locked up in their room slash womb reading poetry. So inevitably, they have encountered John Donne and his inescapable truth already. As he reminds us, we are all involved in mankind. There's no way out of it. This is an inextricable relationship, an entanglement that can't be undone. I love his verb there, involved. There's so much understatement in it, but so much that is said between the lines, or so much that is implied but not stated in that word, involved. I love it. Donne works on us with this sentiment that we are inescapably involved in mankind in a progressive way. And I don't mean in a new agey kind of way. I mean progressively, in that he starts in the first stanza with a kind of universal or proverbial tone. No man is an island entire of itself. It's very impersonal. It's very zoomed out. It's a statement about humanity as a whole. And then he kind of reorients us, or even distracts us with an extended metaphor for the individual person's involvement and attachment to the whole of humanity, this geological metaphor of the continent of Europe and little and bigger pieces of it breaking off and falling into the sea. And then when he returns to his main thought in the third and final stanza, he does it startlingly in the first person. It's no longer a vague, universalized statement. It is a statement that uses me and I. And as we see and hear the poet suddenly reckoning with this reality on a particular personal level. I think we, the reader or the hearer of the poem, are also sort of surprisingly forced to reckon with what Donne is saying on an individual and particular level. It is not just anyone that is diminished by the death of another man, it is me. And even if we tried, like Paul Simon's speaker, to resist or deny this reality, Donne's not going to let us off the hook. We get in the closing line the most famous phrase from this poem: "Never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." Like these funeral bells that you might hear ringing and wonder, who has died? Who has diminished? Donne says, "You don't need to ask, you already know. In some way, shape, or form, it is you." Second person pronoun, thee, you, reader, hearer, listener. He reaches out suddenly with the very last word of the poem and grabs us. And it's such an unexpected and such a successfully emotive way to end this poem. Here it is one more time. "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind. And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee." This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more poetry for you. To listen to past episodes or support the show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. And on behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.